Blog Talk Radio.
Don't you let nothing
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Most High God, is our friend on the side of the righteous at this hour. All the great cubs of the Most Honorable Dr. Khalid Abdul Muhammad and his delivery raised up a righteous company of black men and women, cubs in the bush, all of our children. Almighty God is on your side at this hour. The Allah who originated the heavens, the Allah who originated this earth, is on the side of the righteous. We pray the peace and the blessings of the Almighty Allah be upon all of the righteous servants. We are the followers, supporters, and those cubs that are with the Honorable Hashim Akhenaten and Nzinga at this hour for Black Power, for Black Revolution. We are the new Black Panther Party for self-defense, and we're here fighting the opposition with a strong, hard-line position against tyranny, against all forms of oppression, and against the white man in general. All praises are due to Allah, the guardian, the evolver, the cherisher, and the sustainer of all of the worlds. For our doctor and attorney, Chairman Emeritus, the attorney Malik Zulu Shabazz, has supported every Panther effort, every black movement, everything that's ever been in favor of black people from his college days at Howard and before. All black righteous men have been supported by our twin towers, our two fearless fighters, Honorable Hashim Akhenaten and Nzinga, that duo, that dynamic duo with Malik Zulu Shabazz, over into 20 and 30 years of strong leadership as a mentor to my best soldiers that have ever been raised anywhere on 196,940,000 square miles of the planet Earth. I would be remiss if I did not give honor and credit to the Honorable Dr. Khalid Abdul Muhammad for putting us on the right fast track to leadership. The right fast track, meaning this is leadership with the quickness that's right down to modern times, haven't missed a syllable or a beat since the words of the Honorable Dr. Khalid Abdul Muhammad was raised up by him. And since then, we have been raised up to check the opposition and to do whatever's necessary to raise up such a great leadership. And even to this hour, we have done all the things that have been necessary to keep things rolling in the favor of the righteous. So we are thankful to all of those who have been raised up, and we're thankful to you who have been raised up in our midst to check the opposition and to take a strong, hard-line position against tyranny and all forms of injustice. So we are definitely grateful to the Allah who originated the heavens and the earth and to all of you. As we go directly to our phone lines on a subject tonight, we want you to know the new Black Panther Party revolt continues. Can we as black activists clean up these townships intellectually, mentally, morally, culturally, and physically? Can we clean up the townships that are occupied by black people in these townships at this hour? Can we clean up and move out on the words of the Honorable Dr. Khalid Abdul Muhammad in the spirit of the leadership of the Honorable Hashim Akhenaten and Nzinga, and with their guidance and the legal idealism of those black lawyers for justice, along with the attorney Malik Zulu Shabazz? I am the National Chief of Staff for the new Black Panther Party for Self-Defense, and I have been greatly inspired by this leadership, and I try to reciprocate and inspire this leadership to greater heights. and to bring a greater inspiration to that strong black crew. Whenever and wherever we pull up, you know that New Black Panther Party is on the move. We're right in there and fitting into the groove, and we're moving the national, moving the local, and moving all people internationally that are inspired by the words and the leadership of the Honorable Dr. Khalid Abdul-Muhammad. And those that are in the Panther spirit, we're talking about those that were inspired by Huey P. Newton, those who were inspired by Bobby Seale, those who were inspired by Fred Hampton, those that were inspired by Angela Davis, and those that are inspired all the way up to this hour, whether it was Harriet Tubman or Fannie Lou Hamer. But there was a certain inspiration when it came to revolution. And this is what we're talking about tonight. Can they clean up these townships for black revolution and get these townships active for black revolution? Get them fit intellectually, spiritually, mentally, and morally, ready for the fight to black revolution. So we're going to go to our phone lines tonight. We're greatly inspired by all of you. We thank you for being patient and holding on to the lines tonight. And we're just fired up anyhow, just in general, just fired up for black revolution. And as the NPP, the New Black Panther Party, revolt continues, can we, the black activists, clean up our own townships and make it fit and ready for revolution as inspired by the Honorable Dr. Kwame Ture? You knew him as Stokely Carmichael. And Black Power, as we go directly to the caller-driven radio, we're going to go to a 321 number and ask you to get online with us tonight. 321, you're actually live on Black Power Radio. Black Power. 321-794. You're live on Black Power Radio.
Black Power National.
Black Power National. How are you feeling, National?
I'm so tired. I'm exhausted, but I'm okay. I'm all right. I'm not
going to complain. Good old complaint won't do you no good, no how. Well, we're glad that you came on Black Power Radio tonight. We're out here ready for revolution. But this is our Queen Mother Nandi, and she is the queen of the Black Panther Movement and of the New Black Panther Party for Self-Defense and our National Minister of Finance. I want to ask you, can we, the New Black Panther Party and those that are in the spirit of the New Black Panther Party, can we clean up our own townships and get them ready for revolution? That is our question tonight, and to you, our Queen Mother.
Of course we can. All we got to do is want to.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Well, does the black community, do we want it bad enough to do it?
You got to want it to do it.
That's crazy. To some of the signs in the black community, you'd be almost discouraged by some of the individuals we may run into in the various townships. And I know you travel quite a bit, but coast to coast, if we were just to go from the hip and look into a certain township in Chicago, D.C., St. Louis, or New York, just anywhere in Jacksonville or in Atlanta, just look in those townships, and sometimes you could almost be discouraged by some of the signs. There are almost no signs of revolution anywhere in certain townships. Have you experienced that in your travel?
Yes, I have. I'm just getting home, as a matter of fact, about 2-3 hours ago, and I'm really, really, really exhausted. I really, really want to speak. I was just going to listen, but my experience with the people, our people, most of them just don't give a damn or they're too conditioned, either or, nothing in between.
My.
Hopefully we can change that. Right,
Black Power. So we are the initiators. See, we have to be change agents in our own selves and change agents in the black community as black activists, as revolutionaries, as Black Panthers, to bring in the new and inspire our people to get up and get down and get up for what we got to get, and then be doers of the getting and know when to get going, when the going is good, and be the interpreters of the social, the cultural, and the spiritual signs. And some are not fit to be, even be black activists. And they are not knowledgeable. They are not inspired. And they are almost sometimes like you throw in your best inspirational line in theory, and it's like the water just rolling off the log or water down a duck's back with all of the things that are going on. We just wonder what is happening with the black community and why are they carrying such a dull spirit in the shadows of the leadership of the Honorable Dr. Khalid Abdul Muhammad and those great activists that have come out of his spirit. How could their spirits be so low at this hour for black people?
I don't know, sir, but I'm crying for my people. I am literally crying because of the condition that they are in. What can we do to change that? I have talked and talked and talked, tried to teach, tried to learn. They just don't care. They just don't care until something happens on their doorstep. Then they want to bring black power, help me. They just don't care, sir. What can we do to make them care? What can we do?
Yes, ma'am. I know that so many times that our black people are under the influence of the suggestion. It's more almost like a post-hypnotic suggestion from I call them the shaitan, or Satan, the enemy, or the devil, has gotten hold of our black people. And I talk all the time about how black people are the only ones that go to the devil saying that they are seeking help from God. And therefore, they have gotten something that's been under the disguise, like we say, a post-hypnotic suggestion from the shaitan or from the devil, and the black man may mistake it as the guidance from God, which I have seen repeatedly.
Bottom line is, they seem like they just don't care. Everybody I've talked to, I've gone out there recruiting. I've done everything. They just don't care. It's like I'm just banging my head into the wall,
Yes, ma'am. And they just don't seem to get. They don't seem to catch on to revolution when we talk to them about black revolution, and yet they meditate on an entirely different theme in many instances, which I have experienced. And,
well, I'm going to say black power, sir, right now, because I'm trying to unpack, but I'm listening, black power, and I hope.
Well, thank you for joining us tonight, Sister Queen Mother, the Queen Nandi, and as we move on down the line, we hope that you are inspired by those who are inspired by Black Power Radio, and they listen in, they tune in, they're on a consistent basis fighting for revolution and moving the ball forward as the revolt continues. Can we, the black activists, clean up these townships as we go to a 646 is live out here on Black Power Radio, 646-789.
Black Power. Black power to you, Chief of Staff. Black power to the whole Central Committee, every soldier with boots on the ground, who at work, who with their kids, who with their wife, all the soldiers. Black power to everybody. I think we will take over.
Black power to you as well.
Black power. I think we will take over because we are connecting with other people from all across the globe. And once we connect and find people that are on the same path as us, it's going to take a worldwide effect. So I think we just need a little more organization. You know, I feel that social media platform is like a double-edged sword. We can use it for good. We can use it as a tool or a weapon. Or it can be used against us like a tool or a weapon. So I feel that we got to get organized together on that social media stuff when we start talking black stuff. Because everybody's saying something black every day, every morning, every night. But everybody not on one accord. You dig? I think that's where we got to start connecting. Because
yes,
it ain't but so much that's going to stay on the internet. Everything is going to trickle out into the streets. So once we get everybody on that same page, literally like a Facebook page or whatever page, they got to be on the same page. You dig? So that's what I think it is. Black Power.
Yes, so, I mean, but can we actually clean up these townships, to Brother Karan? I mean, this it's a very serious question. I mean, seemingly many black activists have the spirit to do it. But sometimes they the spirit is indeed willing, but many times the flesh is weak, huh?
Indeed. And that's where it comes to the Lazarus effect on us as people. We have to be able to rise. We got to rise, man. We got to rise. That's what I feel. We just got to get up out of that shallow grave.
Right. We must rise up against the opposition. And even your knowledge is not even knowledge until it has become a useful utility against the opposition. It's just no good to have knowledge. You can memorize the encyclopedia, the entire library, if your mind can take it. But unless it's a utility against the opposition, it's literally not worth a damn to you to have
That's
the
true.
Knowledge and
That's
it not
true.
Be
That's
in
true.
A skillful use against the opposition. You have to knock them out of pocket. According to the book that I read, you have to hurl the truth in a manner that it knocks the opposition's brain out. And you know, that's got to be a powerful hit. you're going to knock the brains out of the opposition. It's not an ordinary, well, I'm going to toss this truth at you. I'm going to throw this at you. You understand?
Right on.
You have to hurl it in a manner that it knocks the brain out of the opposition. And many are not ready for that form of black revolution. And that is why we have Black Power Radio. That's why we do what we do, in order to inspire you to be energized enough to knock the brain out of the opposition. That has to be some powerful training, huh?
Indeed. That's definitely true. That's definitely true. At this moment, we have to keep supporting those people who are doing the work as well. I feel that a lot of our people, I'm loving St. Louis. My brothers out there, Melvin, Shamanda, they doing the damn thing. We got brother Aaron Harris, who's ripping North Carolina apart, setting up chapters every damn way he go. So we just want to, you know, do as they do, you know. And give them respect, too. We must keep giving them respect. And all the brothers and all the chapters that's doing their work. We just got to stay straight, man. Everybody got to stay straight. We keep steering off to the right, to the left. Nah, we gotta stay straight. So it's real. And I know we gonna do it. We gonna do it. It's gonna get done. Black power.
Black power. Absolutely, Brother Coroner. It's going to take a host of us uniting against the reptilian society. We asked last week the question, has America been overrun by the opposition, or we have called them the degenerates and the pedophiles empowered and uniquely presenting themselves in America? Yes, sir.
I heard that one last week. I wasn't on the phone, but I was on the black ground in the internet. I was doing it over the internet, you dig? But I definitely heard it. Yeah, but I definitely heard it. I definitely heard what was going on. I listened to the brother, and the brother from Louisiana, he definitely touched on it. He got deep on him, you dig? So I was aware. I was aware at the same time. I ain't catch it later. I started at 9. I got on at 9. I wanted to give it a shot, Akbar. I just wanted to play the background, see how it went down. You know what I'm talking
about? Yes, yes, sir, Brother Karan. That was a very inspirational showing. And there has been some proof and evidence being presented that much of the society has been taken over by the bigot, the white nationalists, racists, and pedophiles seem to be running rampant. They have gotten a certain brand or a certain amount of uniquely positioned themselves for power in America. And they have gotten their LGBT networks, and they've got pedophiles and all types of transsexuals, and they're going to town around you, sir.
That's what the doors has been. See, the door has been open for that stuff. Once you legalize this marriage between this man and this man, this woman and this woman, there are no more boundaries in life as between a woman and a man. Once you allow that to be the law, that these two can do whatever they want to do, that is like the cross is just over from there. So now you got the bathrooms, right, where you can go in the bathroom and you could be a man in a woman's bathroom, or you could be a man in a dress going in a woman's bathroom, and you're all good. So right there, that was the last point of the human nature that was separated a man and a woman. A man can't go in the bathroom with another woman, and a woman shouldn't be in another bathroom, especially if this is not shared bathroom, meaning your house, your home. This is public bathrooms where you're allowing kids to go in there with a grown man. See, when you allow stuff like that, you open the door for the playing field to be totally twisted off. So now we got this sickness that's running rampant. And if you're conscious, disciplined, militant, humble, respectful, and courteous, man, listen, this world is tearing your mind apart. Looking at this shit like ill. Everywhere you turn is ill. Ill in a nasty way and ill in a sick way. Everything around here is turned upside down. So that's been the overall thing to take away, I think, when they let these men and these women go in. That was the last straw. Now it's no more nothing. Now everything else is up for grabs. Everything else is up for grabs.
Wow, man. But after this, all this Quran, I mean, can the black activists and the armed with the teaching of the Honorable Dr. Khalid Abdul-Muhammad and Huey P. Newton and Marcus Messiah Garvin, Nat Turner, Frederick Douglass, and the list of Malcolms and Martins and Elijahs and all of those great ones from Barbara Jordan to Fannie Lou Hamer. Can those type of people, can they go in and clean up these townships? Mentally, morally, intellectually, spiritually, and physically clean up a township of black people and get them black on the right track and get them fit for black revolution? Is that possibility in your mind at this hour? We just want to attempt to ask the pertinent cross-examination question. Can the black activists clean up these townships full of black people? They keep complaining. There's no unity. Everywhere I go from Camden, and I think that's in another township. I can't remember if it's Jersey or Pennsylvania when you get up there. Is it New York, Jersey, or Pennsylvania? All those twin townships from Delaware to New York, all the way up to Boston and Connecticut and all of it, they speak E-N, and they got the language, you know, and the gestures. They got that East Coast flavor. But can we go into these townships and clean them up? There's something has to be. Somebody has to go and clean house. There's just so much overwhelming evidence that someone must come in and clean house. So can we do it? Is the black activist equipped with the proper artillery or the proper weaponry or proper wardrobe and the proper weapons to clean up in these black townships today? So we just ask the pertinent question and hope that you and I can come up with sensible answers, with sensible solutions to the problems that are in these black townships across the diaspora and across black America, with the three K's at this hour. Can we clean up ourselves and be fit for a divine black revolution? So we're going to leave that question out on the airways as we prepare to depart from you. We did not have a long program, but we came with a strong program tonight here on Black Power Radio. With all of our schedules and all of us being so busy, we will leave Black Power Radio right where it is, with all the countdowns and all the people that are waiting on me at this hour. We're sorry we had to come with a short Black Power Radio, but we did. We were able to keep our word bonds and every Monday record some Black Power Radio. We thank you for joining us tonight. We hope that you are inspired by Black Power Radio. We hope that you are inspired as we are inspired by the leadership of the Honorable Dr. and General Minister Hashim Akhenaten Nzinga, the leader, the national chairman of the new Black Panther Party for self-defense, as we make and perform dua, or the short prayers in supplication to the Almighty Divine Creator of all of the worlds, for our national chairman and his health and his spiritual well-being, as well as what I know to be his oldest daughter, Marissa, a very good friend of mine, has been ill in the Dallas, Texas area, and he has gone to visit with his family and hope that you will be inspired to inspire him and his family at this hour with your own special prayer of those who will be healed with a full and a complete recovery from all forms of illness and all forms of harm and injury We pray for the safety of our national chairman, Hashim Akhenaten Nzinga, and his family at this hour. To the best of his better half, beloved sister Janine, and his daughter Zakara, and his daughter Kainga, and his daughter Hadia, and his daughter Malika, and his son, my best friend among the youth ministers at this hour, Big H, and as Little H, and our beloved brother Hashim Akhenaten Ibn, or the son of Hashim Akhenaten Nzinga, another good friend of mine, and for the healing of his big sister Marissa, and the family and the mothers of all of his children, we will say a dua and prayer and ask for their health and well-being of his immediate family. And all of you that want to help can send something in the Cash App out to our brother through our beloved sister and minister. Nandi is there waiting for your generous donations at $NBPP1989. Again, the money that can come to the New Black Panther Party, acknowledge that you heard it on Black Power Radio, to raise money to support our national chairman at this hour and his family who are in a health crisis. The father and the oldest daughter have a health situation, in a situation that we can help. So come on, wherever you are in our outreach areas, to send to the Cash App. If you don't even have a Cash App, just walk to your buddy's house, walk next door to your neighbor's house, and all of your friends and buddies got Cash App, to send a $ capital N, capital B, capital P, capital P, 1989. That's NBPP 1989. Please send in your cash donations, your Cash Apps, your credit card, your liquidatable, boxy coins, and all of it you can put together, and all of the cryptocurrency you can manage to put together. Put it up for our leader, the Honorable Hashim Akhenaten Nzinga, our good brother, our brilliant brother, our leader and general minister, Hashim Akhenaten Nzinga. So we thank you, beloved audience. Remember to go to $NBPP1989. That's capital N, capital B, capital P, capital P, 1989 on the Cash App, and send those cash dollars. Put some lean green right into this red, black, and green machine, and call the New Black Panther Party for self-defense as we embrace our leadership and help them with their health crises, as you have helped others with whichever crises that black people have experienced. We want you to know that we're here on Black Power Radio, and we are strong. We encourage you to be strong, because we are that strong black militia, that strong black military against the opposition. And our leader and teacher, the Honorable Hashim Akhenaten Nzinga, is in need at this hour of your support and my support, and we ask you to give generously and as generously as you possibly can, to help our brother to keep being inspired. He has two books out there about missing a friend and only 6 months to live. And we are just here with you, brother and sister, supporting our strong leader, the Honorable Hashim Akhenaten Nzinga. So we thank you for supporting. We thank you for supporting Black Power Radio over the years and years of the best of radio. We have the most informative radio talk show on the internet anywhere on 196,940,000 square miles here on the planet Earth. We are the most informative radio talk show, so it is worthy of your support at $NBPP1989. That's N, that's $NBPP1989. We thank you so much for showing love tonight and over the years. And we thank you, Brother Karan, and we thank you, Sister Nandi, as far as we can go up of our talk show tonight and go up to our vast listening and our vast participating audience. So thank you. Your comment, Brother Karan, you wanted to say something?
I wanted to say thank you for having me on as well.
You're welcome, my brother. I want to say Black Power to all of New York. Look forward to our 30th anniversary being in New York. We will give you the updates as they come in, and we will certainly never forget that New York is a state of mind, and New York is one of our greatest cities and our greatest stronghold for Black Power, for Black Revolution, for the Cubs of the Honorable Dr. Khalid Abdul Muhammad, and all of those here in the new Black Panther Party for self-defense. Thank you again, Brother Karan, and others who have joined us online, and we wish you had the time to go to our talk show, go to our talk lines, and go to our telephone callers, and you're such a wonderful, vast listening audience, and we love you so much. And as we know, Marvin Gaye always said it at best. Is that brother right, Brother Karan? That you know we got love.
We give each other love, honey. Don't. Bye. I'm just trying to cover up, trying to figure out where I go. Oh, wait a minute. I got a text. This text again. Slow. Well, thank you for joining us tonight.